To the Word tonight, and we're going to do an interview about the new man, and I'd like to introduce the new man to come out, and we'll do an interview with him.
Okay, well, I'm real blessed to be here as the new man in Christ. It's wonderful to be with believers. I love believers. Nothing like being with born-again ones. So happy to be with you and be a part of this interview.
All right. First question. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, etc.
Okay. Well, I came on the scene a couple thousand years ago. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ talked about me coming, and he called me the comforter and the encourager, right? Actually, you heard that in the manifestations.
Amen.
So isn't that interesting? But yes, Jesus Christ knew of the gift of Holy Spirit. That is what the comforter, the encourager would be. He would be the gift of Holy Spirit. It would be the status of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It would be, you would be sons of God. So all these great titles, names, relate to who I am. And, of course, in the Word, it talks about me being the new man. And we're going to talk about the old man, too, because there's an old man that we all have. Well, you all have. But hopefully you'll get to appreciate me a little bit more as the new man.
All right. Question number two. What is this new man made of?
Well, this new man is made of the gift of Holy Spirit. And it is a new creation in Christ. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And so, as born-again ones, all of you have the new man within you. You have this new creation, and that new creation is the new man. And by the way, are you all born again here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what we're talking about tonight will be very appropriate for all of you. And you folks that have called in, I suspect you all are born again too. So I know that you'll learn some things here tonight. But Ephesians chapter 4, I can share with you from the scriptures a little bit about myself and what I am made of. And it says in Ephesians chapter 4:24 that you put on the new man. That's me. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. Now, God is righteous, isn't he? And he has made us righteous through Christ. And so that new man is the righteousness of God in you. So you should never feel down and out. You should never feel inadequate. Before God, you are righteous because you have me in you, the new man, that gift of Holy Spirit. And then it also says, created in righteousness and true holiness. And this word holiness is like godliness. All that God is in his greatness, his power, his love, his grace, his care. That's what this true holiness is. It's a godliness as God would be. And that's this new man. That's me. And I live and abide in each one of you. So I'm made of some good stuff. The righteousness of God and true holiness.
So how do I deal with this old man that keeps trying to influence my life?
Well, That old man is a bugger, I tell you. Because that old man is something that we all have to deal with. We all have to deal with this old man. And it's our old nature. The nature of who we are with the five senses.
I can't get out the door.
So he can... He gets in our way because he's limited to the five senses, the natural man. And of course, when you look around you, how well is the natural man living his life? Not too good, huh? Full of fear, worry, doubt, speculation, being blown about by every wind of doctrine. This old man is not the way to live, and God gave each and every one of you, me, the new man, so that you can live this great lifestyle of God's righteousness and true holiness. So, what are you going to do with this old man? I mean, he's there. Well, God's Word deals with this. In Ephesians 4:22, it says, that you put off concerning the former conversation or manner of living, the old man. So this putting off really means, to give you a mind picture, is it's like a piece of clothing. You have this old piece of clothes on. It's all dirty, grimy. Do you still want to keep it on you? No, you rip it off, get rid of it, or put it in the wash, clean it up. Of course, the old man can't be cleaned. No. But what you do is you get rid of the old man. You put him off as it's dirty clothes. And it's, as the Bible continues to say in this verse 22, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. And be you renewed in the spirit of your mind. We want to renew our mind. You need to renew your mind to who I am. Right? The new man. I am the righteousness of God. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now in Colossians also deals with this subject of dealing with the old man. And in chapter 3 in Colossians, verse 2, it says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. See, what's on the earth is the old man, right? That's what he's interested in. But our affections, we don't want to put it on the things of this earth, but on things above. Verse 3 says, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Really, that old man in you, he's pretty much gone. He's dead. He's not worth having around. So that's why we set our affections on things above and not on the earth. Because we are dead, and our life is hid in Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You heard that in the manifestations too. What a great encouragement. Verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. These are the things the old man gets mixed up into. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Man, when you're into that kind of life, there's no good that can come out of it. Verse 7, in the which ye also walked in some time when ye lived in them. Yep, that old man, he lived in them. But, verse 8, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have done what?
Put off
the old man with his deeds, see? When we get rid of that old man, we don't have to deal with what he was into. All this stuff about anger, wrath, being mad, upset, filthy communication, all these negative things that hold us back. So we just get rid of that old man along with its deeds. So that's a little bit on how you deal with the old man.
All right, here's another one for you. Hope you're ready for this. How can I best utilize the new man in my life?
Well, that's a great question, because we want to really utilize what we have in Christ. Me, the new man, right? I'm the new man in Christ in you, so we want to really tap into the resource and power that we have with that new man, which God's word says is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So in Colossians chapter 3, and have put on the new man, okay, you put me on, which is renewed in what?
Knowledge
after the image of him that created him. So what kind of knowledge do you want? Do you go to the Encyclopedia Britannica to get your knowledge that will work for you? No. But where are you going to get the knowledge of the image of him that created him?
God's Word.
God's Word. Amen. That's right. The Word of God. We renew our minds. We learn the Word of God so we know who this new man is. You get to know who I really am. I am that new man. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ, right? So there's many Christians that walk in condemnation because they are looking at the old man and forget. They don't have the knowledge of the new man that has dealt with that situation. So very important, if you want to utilize this wonderful new man, moi, then you need to get a knowledge of God's word. And let's read the rest of this section in Colossians, verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. That's all the believers. Put on, there we go, put on. And again, this word put on is kind of like what we were talking about, putting off the old man as clothes, dirty old clothes. This putting on is the same thing, but putting on your good clothes. You know, you put on your suit and tie or whatever, you know, your best dress. You put on that which is the best. And that's what this is saying. Put this on, therefore, as what? The elect of God. God elected you to be his child, to have the new man, moi, in you. And so, what are some of these other wonderful qualities? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering or patience. See, these are the qualities as we study and learn and get a knowledge of who the new man is, then we can walk with this kind of a lifestyle. We have great mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind. We're patient. Verse 13, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. So these are the lifestyle. This is living the new man. And above all these things, put on what?
Charity.
Charity, which is the agape love of God. And the word says that's the bond of perfectness. The bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. See, that's where we're putting on this new man after the knowledge of God. And as we do that, as we put on the Word of God, we let it dwell in us richly, then we're going to be blessed, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So, this is living the new man, moi and you. Any other questions?
I have one final question.
Okay.
We're not quite convinced yet. We still have questions.
Okay.
What final words would you have to say to those who have the new man in them?
Well, remember, he is true. This is a reality. I'm not messing around. As the new man, I'm a truth and a reality that you can trust in, that you can rely on. Remember that he is there, and he works within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let's look at Ephesians, and maybe these would be some wonderful words to close off. And what I would like to leave with you, verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And we do that because we live this new man, this Christ in us. Wherefore, remember, that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens of the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world, but now, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were way out in left field, that's my translation, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So we got to remember that the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, paid the ultimate price so that we could have the new man. The new man, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the great eternal life. It says in verse 14, "For he is our peace, who hath both made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the laws of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." One new man. You know, we're one body in Christ is what that's really talking about. So, remember that you have someone special in you, and it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. No matter what's going on, what's happening in your life, no matter what you're dealing with, you've got that access to that new man, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that offers you the wonderful opportunity to trust in God, believe in his promises, and see them come to pass in your life. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, new man, for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I hope I stay within each and every person and that I'm very active in all of your lives until Christ comes back.
Amen. Amen.
Want me to pray?
Please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the value of your love that you've extended toward us, that we could have Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we could have your goodness, your love, your peace, that all these great realities, sonship realities, are real and true, and that we can, as a result, trust in you, that we don't have to live and be pushed around by the old man and the five senses, but that we can trust in your word and who we are in Christ. So We thank you for this great reality and the hope we have in the future when Christ comes back to gather us all together. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.